is her first and last visit.
Why?
Because she's acting like a crazy person. Well, and she hasn't been out of the house, and I don't even know. I mean, like, other than short trips. She doesn't go to anybody's home.
I think it's bull crap.
Which part?
I'm bringing Oliver next time.
You should.
I'm bringing Oliver.
Look like hell, right?
No, it's fine.
Looks fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about that bottom one's way down below the other ones. I don't get.
It's okay.
There's a little bit of gap there. We can caulk that. Put some caulk in there.
They have foam caulk. What?
I don't
feel like I said that right.
Well, they should.
There's an L in it. It's very subtle, but there's an L.
Caulk.
Cock.
Okay. That's enough.
Cool.
Uh-oh.
It's a subtle L.
I'm going to have to put her away.
No, she'll lay down here in a minute.
You think so?
She's just figuring it out. She's figuring out what's going on.
I can't wait till she takes a big dump right in here.
She does not potty in the house.
potty in your house.
In my house. Well,
this is whole different rules here.
Peace out. I brought my dog Honey to work today, and everything I assumed would happen didn't happen. Instead, she has a bungee type leash, and it got caught on the counter, and it flipped from the corner of the counter and made an entire cup of styrofoam coffee explode all over all of us, but Jason got the brunt of it. There was coffee on the ceiling, on the walls.
And it was one of those things, because we deconstructed the incident, because you said it, the cord went over the corner.
Oh, the corner of the thing.
And I heard that first, so I reacted to that sound.
The pop,
yet it had not hit the said coffee cup said coffee. So I reacted, kind of turned, closed my eyes, and got hit with something I didn't know what it was.
I didn't know
if it was hot, molten lava. I didn't know if it was a glass of water.
Yeah.
I was outside playing a rare day baseball game with the girls.
Yeah.
And we play baseball.
You got a doubleheader today, right?
Doubleheader today. We had a couple of innings. And so I walk into the kitchen, and all I hear is and I thought your coffee had exploded somehow.
Oh,
I didn't
like
know.
It was like the
cup. Kind of what it sounded like.
Until
just now when you told me the bungee cord, I had no idea how it happened.
I left a Pyrex.
I know. You're the one who did it. I know.
I left a Pyrex pan.
Honey dog.
Okay, she's going to have to go away. A Pyrex pan on a lit flame on top of the stove.
Oh,
do you remember,
that?
A
Pyrex pan.
Like a glass Pyrex. Like cake pan.
Sure.
And I didn't realize I had the flame on the back on low still.
Oh, no.
And it just went, I mean, it was the most lot louder, and it just, shattered glass.
That's thick glass.
Yeah, that was glass everywhere.
But they're made to do that, but I still to this day don't know.
No,
how
it always says,
like
it says don't exceed 450 is what the Pyrex says. So if it was sitting there for like the afternoon.
Pyrex is one of those words, no matter how snooty you are, it always sounds like it's a southern word.
Pyrex. Really? Pyrex?
I took my Pyrex over there.
I love the Pyrex stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know that's...
Pyrex is basically, I don't know, some heat German treated for thick glass. Yeah. I mean, it's...
So you're not supposed to put that in, like, the oven?
No, you can, but you can't exceed 450.
Okay.
Is that what it says on the glass? I wouldn't have known that.
Mm-hmm. They're just at the bottom. It gives the dimensions, and it's etched, and then it says...
Who's the main Pyrex competitor? Corningware?
If I was in charge of Pyrex, I would have the Pyrex Pirates.
It's Anchor.
Anchor Hawking?
I thought it was just Anchor.
I know Anchor Hawking, yeah.
I think they might have bought one another or something.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Corningware sounds like a pretentious name. Veronica Corningware.
Veronica Corningstone.
We threw Veronica in there.
I don't know a pretentious Veronica.
I don't know any Veronicas.
We all do.
I've heard of one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
The comic book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the old question. Mary or Ginger Ann? Mary Ann or Ginger?
Yeah.
Betty or Veronica?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who we're talking about? Youngblood.
Jughead. And
yeah, that's yeah. right. Betty Veronica.
They killed him off.
They killed Jughead?
No, they killed Archie.
What?
Mm-hmm. Last year in one of the...
Bullet in the head.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but yeah, he died.
They Jughead took him out.
They killed. He finally had enough. Just lost weird. His shit.
Murder, oh. suicide.
I would have thought Moose would have been the one to go crazy.
All that football? What?
I don't know. Roid rage? I don't know.
Okay, I updated my phone and I don't like it and it bothers me.
I don't like it either.
I don't like the damn suggestion bar. I got rid of it on the old system and now you can't get rid of it. When you're texting, whatever, I mean, it's like you put a TH, the, T-H-E-R-E-R, and there's that little, don't like it.
All right, let's bitch about it after the intro here. If I could actually start it, which you won't, why aren't you starting?
I don't have the text bar. The suggestion.
Did you get the update?
It just never popped up.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Maybe I have to go to my settings. I can't tell you how many times she's introduced my iPhone to me and I didn't know it was doing stuff. Here, go ahead. Let me see your text.
I don't have one either. I don't have a suggestion.
Even when you start typing?
Yeah.
Does it look a little bit like an Android phone?
Man, mine does not do that. Mine goes the other way.
No, I don't have it.
Well, crap.
We'll figure it out.
Like when you start a text, is that what it looks like at the bottom of an Android? It reminded me.
No, no. I think the notifications on the home screen, it's a little bit different now, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And it makes me crazy.
Well, this is weird.
I can sing an intro.
Did you pay your bill?
That's an iPod.
Oh.
And you can also like write handwritten messages. And it shows you what your history is for your handwritten messages. Mine are drunk, you with six U's at the end, sex, and what's this one? Life just wasn't for me. Goodbye. That was during the Patriots game.
But they won by 7.
Yeah, there were some injuries. And
what was the spread, 6?
I had 7. So it was a push.
Wow.
6.5 was what my brother had. So. Gotcha.
Yep. This is Han Solo from Bob Schneider. Hi, I'm Chick McGee. This is the Chick McGee Show with Jason Hofsetz, Jess Hooker, Jeff Vibbert, and special guest today. Honey Dog. Poor baby.
Not excited about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't. I babysit my parents' dog Saturday.
How'd that go?
It was okay.
What kind of dog?
We call her Beastie. It's a Chihuahua.
Oh.
But it's a little bit. It can go a little nuts at times, mm-hmm. And it's one thing. Mom and Dad came to pick her up, and Katie made a noise because we're humans and we rule the earth. And she goes, "Yeah, this something happened." And she, I'm not going to do it because you never know what Honey might do. Yeah. But just made this, something like kind of thing.
And Honey doesn't like it.
And Sophie is a dog's name.
Oh,
went nuts. And Mom goes, "You can't make wild, crazy noises." And I want to go, "Yes, we can," because we are the humans here. It's not her world; it's our world.
Yeah.
You are truly a cat owner, aren't you?
It has nothing to do with being a cat owner.
He wouldn't mind his cat. Well,
your cat talks though a little bit.
Well, yeah, he talks,
but he doesn't get. I don't know. But when cats get scared, it's funny. I could watch videos of cats getting scared all day.
Oh, I just saw one. Three cats looking out a back window, and there was these birds bouncing around, and three of them are intent. And a dog comes up behind and barks. The three leap in the air.
That's funny.
Loved it.
I don't know why I follow this guy on Twitter. I think it's got something to do with Bobcat, but he tweeted the other day, "My cat's favorite YouTubes are me being scared by random household appliances."
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, this is me. There he is. To take the tuna out to Oliver.
Give Oliver the tuna.
Oliver.
See,
Honey can't hear this.
But aren't there certain rules for Oliver that you can't do around him, or he gets like this?
You can't take away a shit tray.
Yeah, you can't take away a shit tray.
He's shitting outside the box right now. I'm not happy. Just today, I'm like, I even told him, he's like lying there. I'm like, in the box. Now, when he put it in the box.
Is he shitting outside the box means he's like a whole new way of shitting? Or
yeah, it's
is
exactly,
this is not the.
That's yeah. exactly what he's doing. Yeah. No, it actually would probably be humorous. And he is getting old. He's almost 18. And I could just see him getting in the box and he's thinking he's doing it, but his ass is hanging outside. It has to be what's happening.
Yeah.
Unless he's picking them up with his hands and tossing them out.
Oh, God, how funny would that be?
One of the Marin episodes, one of the cats shit on the rim.
Oh, yeah.
Marin walked over and goes, come on, this isn't a carnival game. Can't we get it in the box?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my life.
But, Jason, haven't you seen like the little. I don't know, figurines that you put in your house. Okay, I'll pay you. The little figurines you put in your house where it's like, this house is maintained just for the comfort of the dog.
No, I haven't seen those.
So, yeah, no, it's the dog's house.
No, it is not the dog's house.
She's always been an amazing dog. Like, she knows the perimeters of our yard mm-hmm. without us ever teaching her.
Yeah.
She knows to shit between Behind the pine.
I thought you were going to say between 2 and 4 in the afternoon.
The pine trees in the field. Like okay. there's like a 10-foot strip.
It's like a dead zone.
Where we have pine trees and then there's the field. So she goes back. And I think it's because she wants privacy. She doesn't want to share with everybody. So she goes back there. But she's 12. And in the last couple of years, like she's just. I mean, a lot of nonverbal fuck yous.
Oh, really?
Oh,
nice.
Big time. Like, I bought Max new bed clothes, put the bed clothes on him. I swear to God, as soon as I walk out of the door, she jumped on top of his bed, just did barrel rolls all day while I was gone. Like, it was just in a ball covered in dog hair when I came home.
So you got Max some pajamas? Is that what you said?
Bed clothes? Oh, no. Like
bed clothes, like sheets and.
Sheets.
No, and bed clothes are pajamas.
No,
yeah, I bet you're calling sheets bed clothes.
That's what I call.
That's what I always called them.
You bed have.
That's yeah, one of the more insane things I've heard.
Really?
Bed clothes
because they're clothes for
your
bed.
Yeah,
but that's clothes bed for clothes. Going to bed. That's pajamas.
Yeah, I would understand how that would be both. But we've always called it bed clothes.
Nightgown? You call it a nightgown? Is it?
No, bed clothes is the.
Jason,
stuff you put
I see you
bed.
With one of those long.
Nope.
Like a stocking cap, like reading the night before Christmas every.
I could put my pajamas on right now if you'd like me to.
Because your underwear and a t-shirt?
Underwear, that's it. Now, when it's cold out, I'll go t-shirt.
But you just sleep in your underwear at nighttime?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Naked.
Really?
Yep.
Raw dog, right here. Yeah.
I'm afraid of honey. I didn't want to. All
right. No, back to the dog thing.
Yeah.
It's not. I have an issue with it's the dog's house because my daughter. On Christmas, stepped over dog who was sleeping, or she was near it, and dog wakes up and chews her foot. And I probably shouldn't say this, but my mom basically blamed
your daughter.
Katie.
Yeah.
And I got pissed. I was pissed.
I understand both aspects because... I don't know. I got
news for you. I do know.
Yeah.
And it's my world, and the dog is living in it. And part of it, it's my parents' fault because they do baby this thing.
Right, right.
I mean, literally baby the thing.
Here's the thing with Addie got bit by a dog when she was little, and it was an English Mastiff. It was a huge dog. And the day before this dog bit her, she had a fever. And that dog, like literally, the dog was so big that he was laying on the rug, and she was like how you would hold a baby. That's how he was like wrapped around her, his feet and his legs.
Okay.
And she just laid on him all day. She didn't feel good. She was sick. So something happened the following day. I don't know what. Where he bit her and caught the bottom of her eyelid, and she has a 4-inch scar on the top of her head. Goodness. Where hair doesn't grow, it's huge. Yeah, went to Riley, the whole thing. Come to find out later, the ER doctor came to us and they were like, "What happened?" We're like, "I don't know. She was at my mother's." And the ER doctor goes, "If this dog was attacking your daughter would be dead." like a bull mastiff sure. and an English mastiff and a 2-year-old girl. He was like, I've never seen this. He was like, it's almost like he was picking her up as if she were a puppy.
Oh,
like
sure.
Like he was trying to help her or do something different. Because if he would, I mean, that he didn't penetrate her eyeball and all that, that's kind of crazy.
Sure.
So I don't know. It was just, but I mean, animal control was there before the ambulance left the house and took the dog.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Harambe.
Who's Harambe?
The gorilla. It was just trying to help that kid. And then they had to put it out.
I don't know about all that.
And I don't want to get mixed messages here. I like dogs.
Yeah.
I don't care for my parents' dog.
No,
but I did the right thing and I took care of the dog all damn day.
But I understand. They're pets. They're your pets. Yeah.
And we have a glass door that's, you know, leads instead of a screen door in the front. So she doesn't have that at mom and dad's.
Yeah.
So she loved that.
To look and watch.
She saw someone or something go by and she loses her mind. I'm like, sorry, I'm closing the door. And guess what? After the second time and I reopened it the third time, she learned.
And she stopped.
And she sat there and behaved.
Yeah. It's like a grandkid when a grandkid goes. Oh, yeah.
I wish my kids were that spoiled.
No, it's like my grandma. It's like your. This your mom and dad's dog?
Yes.
It's like they're the chosen. You're jealous of your sibling, and the siblings are the dog.
Oh, I'm a little jealous. Yeah, it's a little ridiculous that they treat the dog better than people. I mean, mm-hmm. Don't you think that's a little outrageous?
I think that you and I have been treated well by people, so we don't necessarily need that relationship with dogs. And I think that maybe you take comfort in having a dog because people had treated you so wrong in the front half of your life. I don't know. I might be reaching there.
No, that's,
but that might be the difference.
That's well, but we've talked about this before about there are certain personality types that are comforted by the presence of a dog, but part of that comfort is being in charge. That personality feels like they're in charge of the dogs. And
I don't know. I think I'm overly compassionate with people sometimes, and so I know that compassion doesn't necessarily bleed over into being like an incredible. I love my dog, but I'm not. I'm like,
it's not number one or two or even three.
Yeah, I've got some. She's. I mean, she's top 10.
Yeah, you'll give her top 10. She'll make top 10 list every night.
but that's.
Yeah, and I had a childhood dog, Sugar.
Yeah.
Who was a female American Eskimo. She was a little smaller. And that was it was.
Kept her in the freezer?
Kept her in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
With a layer of chocolate on top and bottom. And that was my dog as a kid.
Did she go everywhere with you? Not really.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I let her out. I fed her. You know, she was kind of my responsibility. I think it was supposedly they got it. It was my sister's dog or something. But just like all the other animals, they become somebody else's. But just like the dog, mom and dad's dog was my sister's dog.
Because
that's what
anymore.
My sister wanted.
I think we need to have a psychiatrist.
This is clear thinking here. I know it might seem like it's not, and I'm not anti-dog, but it's just, I don't know. I don't get people sometimes.
Honey's not even my dog, actually. She's my brother's dog.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and so she's going back to live with my brother when our new dog comes.
Oh, yeah?
I keep saying our dog. It's not our dog. When Addie's dog comes.
Sure. James Corden.
James Corden, the
dog. Have you sent any clothes down for that?
No, because we just got that other medicine out of her system.
Oh,
she just started to sweat again.
Gotcha.
I know that sounds crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
But the Topamax stopped all of her perspiration, so there was no reason to send clothes. Yeah, so we have to start doing that.
Jeff, do you wear deodorant?
Yeah.
Every day. Have to.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I? What? Who wears it some days but not other days?
I go very, very light. Very light. I mean, just barely a dab.
I go after a shower.
I go light, but But every day, I mean.
I used to date a guy in college, and he would put deodorant on like it was like he was going to battle or something. It was like a figure eight. It was like the craziest figure eight.
Was jerking off or something?
Oh, man, I don't know. I didn't even think about that. But it was like, but it was like the craziest figure eight, and it was just like so aggressive. And I was always like, what are you doing?
Are you anti-perspirant, Jeff, or you just go deodorant?
No, he's pro-perspirant, aren't you?
I don't know. I've never thought of it. But I mean, if I'm not going to leave the house, I'm not going to put it on. So sometimes
I do
like
enjoy
this.
Your own stink?
You never leave the house?
I've found that it seems like if I don't put it on, the situation always arises that I should have put it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
Do I smell bad right now? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm just curious because I lean towards Jess's feeling that it's not good to clog up the pores. Is that kind of why you don't?
I think you're supposed to sweat.
Yes.
That's a part. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. But that's why I don't. I mean, I've tried every organic.
Crystal.
Everything. All the deodorants.
You're putting crystals up there?
They do have a crystal deodorant.
Oh, okay. I thought you're rubbing crystals
no,
on
like
your armpit.
Baking soda and coconut oil and all the things. And I finally found one that I like that's called Amber. But I made the joke once, like, at this point, it's either I stink or I have Alzheimer's. Like, those are my options because, like, non-chemical or chemical-free deodorant just doesn't work like the way that commercial deodorant does.
Did I?
Sure.
Right.
And the last time I said this, a bunch of organic deodorant people tweeted me.
What is it? Aluminum?
Aluminum chloride?
Dioxide?
Aluminum?
Something? Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
There's some aluminum pasty stuff that works really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I feel like if you're not sweating out whatever you need to be sweating out, where's it going?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Remember those feet things we did that one time?
Oh, yeah.
Work like a charm.
They sucked out.
You should
out
do
the,
those. With
it changes color. That whole thing.
I think it's really activated by sweat. It turns them black. Sure. But it's a trick, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
I know a lot of people that go have the foot detox baths, and there's like parasites and stuff that end up floating up, but I still think they pump that stuff in. I don't think it really comes out of you.
I've always wanted to go have an enema. I'm not like a high colonic, but there's
we were talking about that
because of the coffee splash I got. Coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a coffee shower, and I was like, a coffee enema.
Did you read, or did I? 50% of people who live to be 75 are going to have Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Is that right?
50?
50?
That's half.
But maybe people have always had Alzheimer's. Maybe
they were eventually going to get it anyway, and people are living much longer, so more people are going to get it.
But there's the thing, too, about how many people have had Alzheimer's and it went undiagnosed, and they were just with their crazy old grandpa, you know?
Yeah.
And
two,
do you think that they're diagnosing Alzheimer's like they diagnose ADD? Like it's overdiagnosed and it could be treated.
And they're just weird people?
They're just weird. Yeah.
At the risk of sounding like the old
crabby
guy.
Maybe they like to keep the potatoes.
You and I have
in
talked about my mother many, many times. And obviously, she was bipolar at least.
Sure.
And, you know, went undiagnosed. Mm-hmm. But also she's 17 when she had a baby, you know, on and on these other. But.
You make a lot of allowances for her, considering.
You know what? No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, deep down, no.
Okay. So all of the things that you say out loud are just so you sound like a decent person?
Maybe.
In regard to her. I'm not saying you are a good person. I'm not saying that.
I hate to keep bringing this up, but The Sopranos really helped me in dealing with my mother. Honest to God, it did. Because he says in one episode that what kind of an asshole am I? I mean, a son's supposed to love his mother, supposed to take care of his mother, no matter what that mother does, you know? What
is
kind of a person am I? Oh,
I don't know.
I think generally it's understood, but man, if you got an awful mother, like Tony did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I had an awful mother. let's not, you know.
No, I don't know. I mean, I guess you've come a long way in giving her allowances because there probably was a time in your life when you didn't at all.
He had no reason to, probably.
No. I don't know.
I hesitate to talk about my mom because we get all these tweets about it.
But you do every episode, so it doesn't matter. If you want to talk about your mom,
that's not true. It's every other episode.
Every other episode. Oh, well, that's not bad. No, so if you want to, do it. It's your. I'm sorry, whose podcast is this? Not mine.
It's the Jeff Fibber. Wait a minute. Don't you have a podcast? At
JeffFibber.com. Chick's going to be a guest soon, and he's going to talk about his mom.
But well, I was supposed to do that last week. What happened? But
this week. It's this.
No, it was the 12th. It was the 12th, right?
I thought it was supposed to be tomorrow.
No, the 20th.
Is it tomorrow? 12th? I haven't missed anything yet. Perfect.
Yeah. Did you get your x-rays?
Yeah, and they called...
I thought you didn't get the x-rays.
No, I got the x-rays, and they called and said, we need more x-rays. So I don't know if that's bad or good.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Why would I lie about my x-rays?
No, because, said it didn't happen.
Because you... Okay, when you text him, you said x-rays done, and you said no, long story, or something like that, in the text message exchange that happened after you
All it was you out of x-ray hell, is what I sent it, and it said long story, at dinner.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that's when they said, we're going to need more x-rays.
You know what? Here's the problem.
Why did you get more x-rays?
I don't know.
Here's the problem.
Why can't you get x-rays at a doctor anymore? I don't know.
I've been around Tom Griswold too much. I see long story, and I think, well, you know what? Something happened bad.
When I typed that, when I sent you that text, I felt awful because I know none of us want to hear the term long story.
Or complicated.
Or as long as we live. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But I have another appointment tomorrow at 4:40. I'm supposed to be there at 4:10.
Did they not get a proper angle?
What time are you supposed to do your
podcast? 5:00.
But I got a football game at New Pal at 5:30 between Greenfield Middle School.
You ain't making something.
Yeah, you're about to cancel on somebody.
I'm canceling something somewhere.
Jeff, I got a feeling it's you, buddy.
Oh, we got one loaded up in the chamber, so we're good to go. The Jeff Fibber podcast doesn't miss a beat. We're a well-oiled machine. I made the mistake of petting Honey, and now if I take my hand off her...
She cries. Here, go ahead.
Motherfucker.
Okay, she's over it now.
She dropped an MF.
Bark.
She has an ear infection, too. She's got flap ears. You want to hear her talk?
What is it?
What?
What is it?
What?
What the heck is she? Oh, she had a ball or something?
She's got a little bone.
Oh, bone. Okay. I'm not seeing it.
Some meat marrow. Yeah, come here, baby. I'll scratch her back still.
Oh, my gosh. She is... You know when you're like, oh, we can go somewhere. My kids are totally well behaved and everything will be fine. And that's the one time that they like go batshit crazy. I feel like that's what.
Yes,
what
Honey's, man.
And the planets are square that day. And...
Yeah, Saturn and Mars or the Sun is square. And
do you have your second class this week?
Uh huh. On Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay. Oh, it's not till Wednesday, so we gotta wait till Friday to get the other six.
It's on Wednesdays. Okay.
You think you're gonna get all six Wednesday?
I think we get the rest of them. We get six more. There's 12. We got six last Wednesday, and we'll get six more this Wednesday.
Is this only a two-day course?
No, actually, I came to the sixth class, and there's 12 classes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was like, feel free to hop in anytime.
Oh,
like,
sure.
All right. Why not?
Is there a test at the end of it?
No, I did ask that. I'm not a good test taker.
Yeah.
No.
Do you get a certification, like a certificate?
I don't think so. I don't know. How do you become... an astrologer? You go to astrology school?
I don't know.
You just practice.
I'm afraid to answer that question.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think if you just own a telescope.
I don't think
Well, you got to know where Mars is.
Yeah, you got to know where the planets are.
Saturn square.
You got to see what shape they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
A telescope and like some like bowl that steams and you can look into it and see stuff. Oh, that was the future.
Oh, that was you mean like a crystal ball?
Yeah, but like a water. Like a bowl. Like you put stuff in it. Like
tea
herbs.
Leaves. Aren't you supposed to read tea leaves?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never read tea leaves.
I never.
Have you heard of that? Though?
I've heard of it.
Didn't Joni Mitchell sing something about tea leaves? Oh, Clouds in My Coffee. And that wasn't Joni Mitchell, was it? Yeah, it was. Clouds in My Coffee was Joni Mitchell.
Carly Simon,
exactly.
You're so vain.
I'm with you. Those two, though.
Clouds in My Coffee, Clouds in My... And You're So Vain. It's Carly Simon.
See? Very good.
Welcome to Mad Libs with Jess.
Yeah.
How far in the song is that?
Cloud...
Which part? Vain or coffee?
I'm going to say go a minute.
Oh, it's that soon?
I think so.
Did you like Carly Simon?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
The cover of this album.
Let me see.
Total nipple.
She's pretty.
That's as far as I can go.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Suffered from incredible stage fright.
Yeah, that's like... Yeah.
That's Jennifer Aniston.
I know, so I was going to say, that's like Friend's nipple.
So what's the line we're looking for?
Clouds in my
coffee. Clouds in my coffee is a different song.
Clouds.
No, it's in this.
No, this is that one. It's that one.
It is? It's the same song?
That's what I just said. Clouds in my coffee, you're so vain. Things you love. And one of them was me. Everybody.
Clouds
in my coffee. Clouds in my coffee. You're so vain.
Everybody. Honey, sing it. Sing it.
About you. You're so vain. Baby, what's wrong? Kind of day, right?
I don't know. She kind of looks a little mannish here.
Oh, I think she's beautiful.
She sings as good.
I forgot how good that song
is. Do you guys think that I'm allowed to wear the shirt?
What yes. do you mean, allowed mean? To? What do you mean?
Because I think that it's... I don't know. I don't know what kind of shirt it is.
Is it a...
It's a hippie shirt.
Is
you
it
think
like
it's
very
hippie?
You mean it,
I think
you think
it's
very religious in some way?
Maybe. African?
No.
No?
No, you're just...
No, I don't think that's African.
No?
Maybe a hint of African.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know if it was allowed.
It's more Indian than African.
You think so? Like Native American?
Yeah, Native American.
The way you said that, though, do you think I can wear this shirt? Made it sound like it's like a Forever 21 shirt. And it's like, am I?
No.
Well, I know 50-year-olds that would go to there. Yeah. Basically. So you dress like it.
A bedazzled Forever 21 shirt. It says like juicy bitch on it or something like that.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. I see, and I thought you were going to say...
Sorry, we're doing this thing. Oh gosh, yes. She's even older.
But, and then sometimes...
Yeah.
Like, just because I got to...
Yeah. Those cancers, what are they?
Ew.
What are they?
They are cancers, right?
The
aren't they?
Cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh. My finger just accidentally went in Honey's ear.
Oh!
She has an ear infection.
Yeah, I need to wash my hands.
Which ear?
The left one.
My uncle loves the smell of dog ears.
Oh! Really?
Yes, my Uncle John.
Okay.
I have an Uncle John.
You do?
He doesn't like the smell of dog ears.
He doesn't?
No.
Something, no. Uncle John's band. Something.
Is that
Uncle
a song?
John. Yeah, Grateful Dead, I think, right?
You've got your glasses on and you got a paper in your hands and you're doing that thing where you shake the paper before you read it.
I do that all the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Can read
He's
me
a
like
paper
a
shaker.
Cheap comic.
What you got?
Chick McGee Show brought to you by TrueCar. There's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. Using TrueCar can also help you buy a used car. In fact, there are over 500,000, that's 500,000, pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy new or used, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better buying experience through our TrueCar certified dealer network. Just use the TrueCar website, thank you, honey, or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. Honey wants to hang her head out of a TrueCar.
Yeah.
It's a good time of year to buy a car, too.
Great.
Because the old models are coming out, the new Ooh. Models are coming in.
The old
models are trying to get rid of. So that means there's also people with used cars bringing them in.
I'm in the market.
The True Car pricing curve. You'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is. So you can feel confident. I'm not familiar with that word. Then you can get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar, TrueCar.com. And we'll be back with the second part of the Chick McGee Show right after this. A Podcast One production. Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. It's a special program for Jess's dog, Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big.
Oh, that was going, Honey.
Oh, it's got to go. It's got to.
I laughed at her.
Is it? She's that far in?
The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
This is about his wife dying, actually, or something.
Oh, what'd she die of?
Then the first snow came and she
something
ran out
horrible.
To brush
yeah.
snow away so it wouldn't die.
Here, turn it down for a minute. Turn it off. Turn it off.
No, we'll just let it go.
Came running in, all excited.
Oh, here it comes. Here, this will be.
And almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried.
Clumsy.
She was always.
Jesus.
Yeah, they don't know how to get to the hook back in the day. They didn't have to worry about ratings and stuff like that. Look at this picture. I can't even tell what that is.
Wait, what did he surprise her with?
Is it Johnny Paycheck? Who is that?
That's Bobby Goldsboro.
Oh. And it would sure.
Are you kidding
Another
me?
Verse. Late, 'cause I would know. Is this it? Is it coming?
It's coming. I swear. She'd been I don't believe there it. And crying. Over some sad Katie Tunstall's going to be at the Vogue. Is that right? Here it is.
And honey, I miss you.
I know it seems like a long way to go to
and I'm being good.
He's not being
and
good.
And I love to be with you.
See out there shagging it?
If only I could.
Yeah, his voice is shaky.
It's a background vocal.
She crying.
She was sad and so she wrecked the car?
Oh, she wrecked the car. What the heck? Wrapped it around
but he threw a what
Did
the heck.
Did she really die?
Tree.
At the end of the song?
No, she's dead for the whole song. Yes, that's why he misses her. Me,
that was kind of a thing back in the day, talking about dead people.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
If I saw you in heaven. And caught her
crying tears in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, that really is a really sad
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's a sad song about his son dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this one.
No, this song's like 50 years older than that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. Since it happened a while ago.
And people died differently back then, okay, than they do now.
There was. Do you, what was the song? Oh, we used to sing it all the time.
Oh,
American,
I can't wait.
That was so
Dick, is there, is it? Is our
I know,
game?
It's just Mad Libs. Everybody can
talk
play.
Talk to me. Go. Who sang it?
I don't know.
Give me a line.
Hold on.
Now, for those of you just joining us this episode, in the first half, Jess thought that Clouds in My Coffee was Joni Mitchell. And, of course, that's Clouds in My Coffee. Clouds in
Which
My Coffee.
Which is part of You're So Vain.
You're So Vain, Carly
so
Simon.
So she had the song wrong and the person singing it.
I did.
But she still had the line right.
I had the line
She knew.
Right.
There's a nugget of correctness in everything she says.
Sure.
There's it's,
chicken
nuggets. It's a... Oh, it's about her boyfriend and he rides a motorcycle and there's a part in the song where she stops singing and it's like, look out, Johnny, look out. And he crashes his motorcycle.
Oh, that's Last Kiss.
No, it's not.
It's not Last Kiss?
No, it's not.
I remember, look out, look out. I remember that.
Yeah. And then it's sad and it's all somber, the second part of the song.
Johnny Angel?
No.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
Look out, Johnny, look out.
Yeah, something like that. Look out, look out, look out.
Honey just looked at me.
And
like,
it says now he's dead
problem?
Or something as a part of the song.
Because he didn't wear a helmet.
I don't know if it had to do with the helmet. But it was like it's not my boyfriend's bag. Because he's not. He's gone. He died.
What's that? Chick, what's that song with Hani Al-Khatib where the girl dies on the kitchen floor or the guy dies on the kitchen floor? Wait.
Oh, yeah. That's, wait, wait, wait. Oh, yeah. that'll rip your heart out and throw it out the window. Yeah.
I listened to that song a lot last 6 months.
To that. Yeah, I listened to that a couple times, yeah.
Oh, God, give me a break, you two.
Look out, look out, look out. Leader of the Pack.
Yes, that one. That one, yeah. Got it.
Do you have what is it, Habib?
Hani Al-Khatib.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
And it's like
he does,
2 minutes in?
Let's see. You Rascal You, that's him.
Really going out with him? Oh, there she is, let's ask her. Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Betty!
No, Jimmy, not Johnny.
Close.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school?
Oh, there's
today?
This big intro?
There's a cute, and they do it again in the middle.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store.
God, that's gorgeous.
Yes, we see.
The leader of the cock.
Charles.
Oh, sorry, I don't know. That's the way we always sang it.
Is that how you did it with the boys?
Oh, here you go. Wait a minute. Here.
Oh.
That's.
Is this the guy that dies on the floor?
No, this is Rascal. You Rascal.
You Rascal. You.
Did I miss the setup for this one?
No, I just wanted to hear it.
When was that Jimmy?
That's a terrible.
The Leader of the Pack song?
Yeah, Jimmy
like
Ride.
50s, late 50s.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
Where do you think the part was? Was it near the end where he dies?
Yeah, it's probably, I'm going to say it's probably the last minute. Chick, stop.
Sorry.
Jesus. I'm muting you. People have little earbuds in their ears listening to this sometimes.
They do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably 1 minute left of the song.
Wow. Nice shooting, Tex.
That's good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I need to get a little bit more.
Yeah,
of
you probably do need to get the beginning.
Smile, you kiss me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him.
Why are you driving your motorcycle in the rain?
He heard, I'll never know. Look out.
That's great.
I felt so helpless. What?
The Shangri-Las.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Oh. I would have never pulled that.
That was the villain in the first Batman.
Shangri-La?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my two stepsisters, we choreographed, we had the whole number, we did the whole thing over and over and over again.
How long is that song? I feel like it's a long song.
It's not too bad.
No, it's only not even 3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a short ride.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of singing, a lot of talking.
Yeah. Do you think it was back when like there'd be a producer and it'd be like, "Hey, we're gonna do some more. We like you and your little whatever you're doing, but let's have you talk. Let's not have you sing.
Why don't you sing less?
Yeah.
Come and Go With Me, the best song from that era, by I want to say the Del Vikings.
What?
Maybe. You know, dum 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 dum. Come and go with me. Don't remember that one?
The Minnesota Dell Vikings? Is that? I don't know. I've never.
That was okay. Good. That was
I'm
good.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, everyone.
You don't remember Come and Go With Me, Jason?
Is that the name of the song?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, there's an album by that name by Tommy someone. Does that sound familiar?
No. Oh, my God, you guys, I got to show you this. I found a picture on Awkward Family Photos on Instagram. Nope. I don't even know how to open my phone.
Dion?
Anymore.
Yeah.
No. The Del Vikings. There he is.
This is Come and Go?
That this was Dom Dom Dom.
As in Deloise.
Now you're being silly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Quite right. The songwriters.
Very creative.
Dom Shadoobie.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Is she over there now?
Yeah, she's just putting her head on my lap.
So this is the picture that was on Awkward Family Photos.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is that? Who does that look like to you?
Are we
you see who
to
I sent it to?
I see it at the top. Oh, you sent it to that person?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was him.
Here. I wonder if it'll... Who does that look like?
Chris Spangle?
Tommy Johnigan.
Jeff Bodart?
It looks like Tommy Johnigan.
It looks like a fat Tommy Johnigan. Yeah. So I sent it to him, and I didn't say anything. I just sent it on Instagram Messenger, and he goes, I see it too. I'm not happy about it, but I do see it.
That's Tommy.
And I never responded. Like, I just sent him the picture, and that's it.
Just ruined his day.
I haven't talked to him in years.
How's your Instagram working on your phone?
The Instagram part is fine. Getting my phone open to look at Instagram is what I'm struggling with. Okay, watch.
How hard is it to...
I don't know. Here, watch. Okay, I'm going to open it. There's my screen.
Uh-huh.
What I would regularly do is swipe.
Yep.
I don't swipe anymore because then I get this thing. Okay, so I'm going to swipe the other way. Can't swipe the other way because that gives me the camera.
Usually it was swipe up to get the camera.
That's what it used to be. So now I do this. I tap it? No. No.
Turn it, tap it, and shut him out of our lives.
But do you have the touch ID?
No, I
touch
don't.
Touch ID?
I don't.
Touch ID? You don't have that set up?
Ideal.
I guess that... No, I don't.
It should be much easier then, yeah.
Yeah, my phone's open, so look at it. I
can't get the suggestion bar off my texting, and it's driving me crazy.
Are you serious? This is totally new information.
I...
You know, you can go on for an hour and a half about your stupid Instagram, but I mentioned one darn thing.
It was like 12 seconds.
I think you swipe. I swear, I think you swipe down. That's how you used to do it. But obviously, with Jess's problem.
There's no little nub on there. Remember? Yeah. There used to
Why
be a little
do you
nub.
Throw your phone around?
There's a little nub on
oh,
there.
Oh, that's right.
And he doesn't
careless.
Have a case on it. Raw dog.
I'll just buy a new one.
Because he wants a reason to buy a 7.
What? You know what? He held off on the 6.
He did hold off on the 6.
I was shocked he held off on the
time.
6. He went to the 6S.
When are you going to buy a 7? Did you already order a 7?
Yeah, it's on the way.
No! Liar, you did no, order one.
No, no.
I'm not. I'm going to keep this one. It's been a good
See?
Phone. I'm keeping this one.
See, you can't 6S? Do it, can you?
No.
Uh-huh. Oh, you want to take a look?
No, I don't want to at all, actually. Keep your phone
so
over
So what
there.
Is it suggesting for you?
I owe you.
No, do you remember... You remember when texting, like, what it, was it, F6? What was it?
F9?
T9. Very
yep.
close.
Oh,
sure. Do you remember? But that's what it is. It's like T9
okay.
for that. It just, it assumes what the next word is, which you get the best text in the world from Addie Hooker when her T9, I don't know what it's called,
sure.
but yeah.
yeah. I think Apple's spell check is horrible.
No one wants to say yeah. ducking anything.
Right.
I think they're doing that just to duck with us at this point.
Not even knows.
I think you're ducking right on that.
There's times it's like I have something one letter off uh-huh. and I can't figure it out and it
no
was
responses.
And it was next to the you know, I was one letter off to the side. Mm-hmm. Let's say I was gonna say slick and I you know, it was something chic or something. I don't know. And it does it's like okay, I don't have no clue what you're trying to do.
I don't have no clue, man.
Oh, I got no clue. Wow.
Not only that, but what...
Android is better at that. I'll give you that.
Whatever I choose to type, text, notes, it throws up the suggestion bar. I don't know what the name
Where's
of
the
it
bar?
Is.
How long have you been Sitting living right this there. Nightmare is what's important.
Since the update.
Jesus.
I don't Since see the suggestion bar.
Where it says is and, you don't
oh,
see that?
Oh, those three things.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. God. Oh, that's no big deal. That's,
no big deal.
It's no big deal to you. I hate it.
It All takes right. up a 1/12 of the screen.
He's hours away from jumping in the bathtub with the toaster.
Oh, got to stay away from that bathtub.
Watch out for those Jason. Potatoes.
I feel like my concerns, you guys don't care
you
as much
guys,
about
You guys, if I get
concern.
Old and have Alzheimer's and I don't have a way to tell you, I'm just going to put potatoes in the bathtub and you'll know.
Oh, no.
Like, how are you going to know to do that?
She's alive in there.
She's going to kill herself with potatoes in the bathtub.
How are you going to know to do that, though? Well, I'm crazy. I got to put the potatoes in there.
That'll be the divine intervention. We'll see. She hasn't spoke to anyone in months. Yeah, but there's potatoes in the bathtub.
Not potatoes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
What episode is this?
28.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to have to call Apple. Are we on to something else? No. You're fine. Go. I'm going to have to call Apple to try to get rid of the suggestion bar and everything I'm typing.
Caitlin spent 5 hours at the Apple store yesterday.
How?
I don't know.
They're geniuses. It shouldn't take that long.
Well, that's what she said. She goes, I feel like I should get paid because I just worked an entire shift.
Yeah.
And she saw my brother.
They're
or my
in
brother
new,
saw her.
They're in
weird.
The new.
Very weird.
They're in the new location, right?
Fine. They are. I was there the day before for the new location and bought a lens for my camera, my phone on my camera.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
$100 down the drain?
No, not $100 down the drain. You get to use it for 14 days. I used it and they're like, and so I read the updates. I watched the YouTube videos about this lens. It's really good for selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Did I already cover this? I'm 35.
No. Does it?
I don't take selfies.
You don't take a selfie?
No. If I take a selfie, then I'm probably a little bit drunk.
Are you going to be the crabby old? Did you
no.
fix it?
No, I can't get to your screens because it's locked.
Oh, no, okay. I'm not going to take selfies. I mean.
By the way.
Did you zoom? Does it zoom in? What does it do?
Why that's
do you
the thing. So the lens, that's what I thought. I thought it was a clear zoom. I thought that's what the lens would do. Would give me a good clear zoom when I zoomed in on pictures. You know, like because when you zoom, you don't get a good picture.
Right.
And I thought the lens
it does
would change that.
Get a little grainy. You're right.
Yes. And it does. It still gets grainy. The zoom is more zoom, still grainy.
I don't know.
But what it does is just if now. You flip it around, you use the other lens, you go like this, it gives you a wider shot of a selfie so you can get more people in
what
a
did
selfie.
You do? Tell me right now.
No, just know that I'm the...
You're the boss?
Did you go to messaging?
No.
Text?
No.
Language?
No.
Appearance?
What is it you're doing? You're typing on what?
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Predictive. Predictive. Whatever it's called.
Predictive, not suggestion. That was the thing, yeah, honey. Yeah.
It's not D9.
I thought you said D nut.
You were playing a game of Battleship over there. That's what you're doing right now.
By the way, Jess made the two arm motion towards her crotch.
The wrestling
made me laugh very much.
Suck it. Who did that?
Okay, so we got your suggestion, Bard. Take care.
Yes. Nightmare's finally over.
How's the iOS 10 otherwise?
I love it otherwise. That was the only thing that was bothering me about it.
Because you're usually hit and miss. Sometimes you really gripe about it and you get pissy about
that's
it.
That's not... Well, like...
On the air you have.
But you seem cool just now, it. Yeah. See, it was... But it was doing it everywhere I would type. It would be...
Right.
So you went to typing or type...
General and then keyboard.
General and keyboard.
Yeah. That's the key.
I want to learn.
But why do they not keep your setting from before? That's what
I don't know.
I think it kept mine because mine had it off.
Is it text replacement? What was it?
No, are you on the keyboard?
Predictive. I see.
Predictive, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, yep. There you go.
Honey wants to be on the mic.
What?
I worked the mine like a master. Well, don't squeeze her. It sounds like you're squeezing her.
I'm not. That's her noise. She's got a wheeze. It's all the cigarettes.
She has emphysema.
Look how great her face is.
Oh, I can see her eye.
Stay there.
In my book, this is the perfect Monday podcast.
If only, yes. Oh, yeah. If you only had that selfie lens, she'd look so much better.
She would look better. You've got to calm down. We're going to go home soon. You're acting like a mad woman.
Don't say home.
You are embarrassing all of us.
Especially yourself.
Did you ever have that problem with your kids, like you felt like they were bothering everyone on the planet?
No. I always thought I was bothering them. Like, get
you
out
were
of
bothering
my,
the cat. You're bothering
my
your kids.
Yeah, like, get out of my face, Mom.
I mean, like, you're out in the restaurant.
Oh, hi.
Oh, no. My kids were...
my crotch.
My kids were never... I mean, I know, I'm sure a lot of people say that, but my kids only act like assholes at home.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not all the time, but when they want to act up, that's fine.
Right,
if you're having a bad day and you need to get out of your system, then.
Oh, I said to my youngest, after the oldest was kind of being a little pissy, I go, "You're learning how not to act, right?
Yeah.
Because that right there was just pissy. I didn't care for
it. But don't you think
I feel bad because I'm such a sarcastic parent?
Yeah.
That I don't know how. I mean, I can't imagine how they speak to other people, but I've done that. Hey, do me a favor. Get a pen and a piece of paper, and why don't you write down how you're acting right now so you never do it again. You don't forget. Jackass.
I don't know if that's sarcastic. I mean, there's some in there, but it has a point.
Yeah.
And a purpose.
Yeah.
Don't you think all kids have to go through something like that, though?
What?
It's a process.
Yeah.
We all go through it still. It's not a process. It's not just being a child. That's what I have to remind myself. If my kid's acting like a jerk for a couple days...
You're hurting my feelings.
Then I have to act like her head is right in his crotch.
That's what she just did to me.
Okay, real quick. Honey is trying to...
take a picture.
I don't want to.
Take a picture.
No, I feel like we're taking advantage of both of them.
Suck on Vibbert's wang.
Stop it. Don't talk about her like that. Honey. Honey.
Well, if Jeff didn't like it so much...
He was on the side of the table. He was like this. He was lifting his leg, like
trying to get out of it.
Come here.
Were you violated?
Yeah, her warm. I could feel her breath on my crotch.
I didn't get the picture in time.
You're gonna get Jeff an erection.
So how did you not get the picture?
I feel like this.
I'm sorry, Jason. I just didn't.
Just come back for more.
Come here. Sit down. You're being very, very rude.
This conversation about kids is reminding me that my biological clock is ticking and I don't have any.
Do you really want to be a kid? 30. To be a dad?
What?
Do you really want to be a dad?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying any attention.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
I told you, like, I thumb through wedding dress magazines and I cry. I can't look at them.
Did you get the new Martha Stewart?
Yes.
It's beautiful. I just did. I will buy wedding magazines for the rest of my life.
That is so weird.
I just think it's pretty. I think it's pretty to look at. It's this stuff. Well, it's like getting National Geographic. Chances are you're never going to go to National Geographic. But you still look
I don't think those are apples to apples.
Same thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm learning.
I told Jeff. I said he just needs to get the snip. Don't bother with kids.
Don't talk about the snip. It makes
just
my
snip it up.
It's my thing. Such hurt. A it's such a cakewalk.
It is.
Says
no,
the woman.
Stop.
No, it really is.
I've stop. Never had it. I've never. I didn't have my tubes aren't tied. Is that what that's what that's called? Do people still do that?
Tubes haven't been hacked.
They haven't been. They haven't been rerouted. No.
Neutered.
Yeah, I haven't been spayed or neutered.
Remember to spay or neuter your.
Which one's which? Podcast. Neuter is a dog. Neuter is a boy dog, and spay's a bitch.
Right.
I think so.
Mm. Okay, you didn't have to.
Or life's a bitch. I'm
Ms.
not sure
Pat,
which it is.
Ms. Pat said that she had one of her kids. Not kids, or maybe a niece or something.
I don't want to hear this.
I do. I want to hear it.
She said she told the doctor, someone told the doctor, put a Republican nod in there, would you?
Oh.
After she had a kid.
Oh. Well, you know, the daddy stitch.
Well, it was like her fourth kid or something. She was barely 20-something years old.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, yeah. That's a Gunner thing.
Is that a Gunner thing?
He used
thing?
To say that. Yeah.
I've heard that. Do you know that's that?
Really
do you
disgusting.
Know what that is?
What?
When a woman has a baby and it tears her perineum, then do they stitch it back up?
Yep.
Oh, I heard about that. I thought they stapled it. That's
I don't think they staple it. I think they stitch it.
Wood staples.
Wood staples. Mm-hmm.
I think he's right. I think it is a
like
staple.
Like you're putting in a screen door. You just staple that shit right up. Yeah.
You get one of those spline replacers.
Oh, yeah.
With the
tap
wheel.
Tap it. Yeah.
We're talking
cock
about.
Cock it up.
I snug it up.
I know. I feel like I just lost my feminist card.
I thought you said you're. Appetite or will to live, because that's
that's where you're at.
Yeah.
All right, so we're fine with the new OS, right? It's fine.
I haven't played with it enough. I just did it this morning.
I am fighting.
I never
ordering a new phone.
I never fighting. Download it when they get it when they send it the first time because I feel
I never do
like they're telling me to do something that I don't want to do. I'll do it when I'm ready to do it. But then when you don't do it in the time they want you to do, they start making your shit act up, and then you got to download.
And they mm-hmm. trick you into things, too.
Mm-hmm. They're
like,
tricky.
Oh, put
they're
your code
tricksters.
In. And then what it says is, oh, it'll do it tonight when you,
you
go
guys,
to bed.
You guys realize how paranoid you both sound.
No, not paranoid. Realistic.
So what you're saying
tricky
is you
tricksters.
Think you think they're listening to everything we're doing?
No, I don't yeah. think about listening.
Oh, I absolutely do. I'm about to insulate my house in tinfoil. I'm done. There's a cell phone tower right behind my house.
The best product placement ever.
Uh-huh.
Reynolds Wrap.
Yes.
On the roll of tarp at Wrigley Field and I believe other places too.
Yeah.
It's
well,
covered
really
and it looks like a roll of Reynolds
Wrap. Oh, yeah.
Best product placement ever.
I used Reynolds Wrap this morning.
On what?
Baked my sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Put them on. Yes, you potatoes. Just ate it for lunch.
I just had it for lunch.
Potatoes.
Delicious.
Everyone say potato.
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 You say potato.
Potato.
Potato. You put an at the end.
Potato.
Potato.
No, she didn't.
Potato.
No, she, potato.
Potato.
She said potato.
I said potato one time.
How do I get out of this podcast?
I know. Tell me about it.
Let's all say tomato now. Let's all go.
Shamil. Shamazel.
Jeff, is there any situations maybe this weekend you wanted to get out of?
I agreed to do a show.
With Bowers.
Yeah. Hang on. Before I start talking shit about this show, let me check my bank account and make sure the check is in my account. So I got there, and I'm walking up, and...
Is this out of town?
This is out of town.
Okay. That's fine. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah. And I'm told that it needs to be a clean show. I get that. Okay. I'm walking up. It's not in my account yet, so let's watch how we talk about this.
No names.
Yeah. There's a carnival with children, like four-year-old children, going on. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be the worst thing I've ever been a part of. So then I get in, and I find out, nope, not performing. That's the other side of the building. I'm performing for a mental health fundraiser, and... I walk up and the lady goes, okay, well, you're going to have to sign this contract that says you will not talk to anyone in the audience. You will not make fun of them. You have to be completely clean.
Sure.
And I go,
what?
I go, that's the thing with comedy. It's so hard. It's like, what is clean? Because there's radio clean. There's TV clean. There's children of all ages clean, which I've done a show like that and it was fine. But I'm so nervous. And like, you can't say anything that is going to offend these people for like mental health. So I'm like, okay. So I'm already just like nervous as hell. So then this old man walks up to the podium and goes, "Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that therapy is a great thing," and blah. And then he's like,
"Did he have a trach?"
No, sorry. He's just old. That's my old.
And my potatoes are in the tub.
Potato. So he, and then he's like, "Also, funding for our budget has been cut by one third and we're losing jobs." And everyone's just like, "Ugh." And then he's like, "All right, here's your comedian." And "Hey, everybody, it's me."
Yep.
And every time, like, I tried to, like, I have some jokes that are, like, dirtier. They're clean, but they're kind of dirtier. The crowd was like, "Okay, yeah, we're right on board. Let's do this."
Uh-huh.
And then I just have another joke where I had to, like, take out a line or something like that. And I was just like, and there was a, yeah. It was bad. So that was that. And, but the lady was, when I got, she's like, "Okay, if you sign the contract, you get your check." And I go, "Okay." So I grab my check and I go, "I'm going to go to my car." So I went to my car and I
scanned it.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, "I'm going to get it before she, so good luck getting your money back, lady." So it's not in there yet. They could have avoided it. Who knows?
Oh, Jeff.
But you deposited on your, well, I don't know.
I deposited on Saturday evening, so it had Sunday.
Where did you deposit it?
It won't be there tomorrow.
In his checking account?
Yeah. No, how?
Just scan it on his phone.
Oh, you scan it on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Chase Bank. Mm-hmm. Better than all other banks. Thank you.
Online checking through Chase.
Chase kind of, and they increased their to $2,500 or something.
I just ordered recycled paper checks from Chase.
With little Mickey Mouses on them?
Nope, they just have a tree on them.
Mm.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What are checks?
I know. Well, hey, all right, there's some stuff, we're kid stuff that you got to write check.
Do you have any checks?
Yeah, he has checks. Mm-hmm.
With little Mickey Mouses on them?
He wipes his ass with them.
No, they're just yellow.
$1 million
standard checks. Did you have any administrations?
No, I'm saying because you don't write checks anymore. You do all yours through QuickPay and
honestly, not as many as I used to, which is exciting.
Buying like a book of checks is probably cheaper than buying toilet paper.
It's $52.
What
for it's, a box
it's
of
pretty,
checks?
It's pretty pricey.
Yeah, checks aren't cheap.
Mine are like $18.
I did get a new checkbook. Little wallet thing though. That was $21. So
what?
So basically it was $30 for the check.
Yeah, so that's not that bad.
You know what? I say we come back Wednesday and try again. Who's with me? Who's with me?
I'm here.
You didn't like my mental health story? Is that
I think we got all a little butt tense early
no,
on.
See, that's what the crowd did.
I wasn't at this particular engagement, and you couldn't call him a friend of mine, but I know a comedian who went through something like that. But it had to deal with cancer and children, and they showed a movie for like a 10-15 minute movie.
Do you know the story?
And everybody in the place is sobbing at the end of this movie, and then they go, "And here to make us laugh is Jeff Fibbert." Jeff Fibbert. I mean, it was the same. Yeah.
Do I?
It's part of your growth process.
Do I know the comedian?
No, I don't think you do.
Okay, because a friend of mine, Matt Backus, had the
same thing
happen to him. Yeah.
Backus has been through hell, you know that.
Yeah.
He's lucky to be alive.
What happened to him?
I almost killed him. Anyway, I'm kidding.
He
knows
was very
that.
Good on the show last time.
He should be on the show more often. He's a funny
here.
Kid.
We should have had him in
you
here.
You know who should be on the show more often?
Who?
Jeff Fibbert.
I agree with that.
Why didn't he fill in for Josh today?
Am I the one
says
who
the
said,
one says the one making all the suggestions for the show she doesn't work for or at or have anything to do with?
This has been an interview with the most powerful woman in Indianapolis radio.
That's not true.
I'm Chick McGee speaking. Are we not?
Is this it? Are we done?
I said we're going to come back Wednesday and try again.
Well, I was trying to find a good song.
The Chick McGee Show.
No, it's not over yet.
TrueCar.com.
I might look.
Are you going to look for TrueCar?
So when you get on TrueCar, do you go and you look and you check out and you can buy? I can see all the states and wherever I want to travel
you
to buy
from.
You
can personalize it, color, make, year, whole thing.
You can see the local average. You can see the national average.
Oh,
it's really nice. Yeah, I used it whenever I bought my car.
Doesn't it drive you crazy about when you hear Vibbert got such a great deal, and I then know. You go and you get taken somewhere because you didn't use TrueCar?
I'm going to use TrueCar.
Oh, he got a good deal, but he had to pay for it.
My lease is up at the end of the year, so I'm buying a new car.
Oh, I can't wait till next summer. I'm getting a new car.
Yeah,
I already know what it is.
You did? You picked it?
I don't know the color, but I'm probably going to get the Chevy Bolt.
The Chevy Bolt!
With a B. You gotta go B.
A Bolt?
Yeah.
It's
all electric.
What's the difference between a Volt and a Bolt? I thought it was a Volt.
It is a Volt, but I'm getting the Bolt.
Wait a minute. Hold on. There is a Chevy Volt.
Correct. There's a Chevy Volt.
And there is a Chevy Bolt?
Yes, correct. That's new.
The Bolt is coming out here probably within the next month or two.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the Bolt and the Volt?
Completely electric.
100%.
100%.
The Volt has both. Has battery and gas.
Yeah.
You know, these two might believe that you know exactly what you're talking about, but I know better. Okay,
but here's the thing. I've heard Jason talk about it in the last 30 seconds and I paid attention, and that's how I knew.
Okay,
is that because you listened to what Jason said in the last 30 seconds and you paid attention?
I did. Honey's ready to go home. Or she has to poop. You got poopy?
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's a new Chick McGee show on Podcast One. Today's Chick McGee show
is a tail.
Brought to you by TrueCar. TrueCar.com. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff.
That's hilarious.
This has been Chick McGee speaking.
Good night, everybody!
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year-End event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.